Welcome to the Stripped Down to Love podcast video, where the essence of love comes from within. Finally, we got the man of the show here, Mr. G Money, and he, along with an additional co-host, will be coming on soon. So today's video is about doing things that fulfill you, doing things that fill your cup and make you feel like your time here on earth is fruitful, is productive, is self-fulfilling. So I can't wait to see you guys in the next couple of minutes learning about everything self-fulfilling and not necessarily how to get there, but how to find the little threads of self-fulfilling items that will lead you to more self-fulfilling items, and then eventually your life will become self-fulfilling, right? That's the goal. Now, I don't want you to be like, okay, everybody thinks and talks about this, but you know, I've tried it and it hasn't worked for me for this and this long. I don't want you to feel that way, because there is a method, there is a formula to doing this, and along the way, the formula, you know, doesn't really pan out, because during that time of figuring this formula out, we're still transforming and sloughing off certain pieces of us that have come along with us thus far, and we need to break those ties of those certain shells, identities, energy even, that have not allowed us to walk into this new type of lifestyle and self-fulfillment. So now that I've sat down, and G-Money really wants to be in this video today, I really wanted to bring on my, or our, other co-host, who's a little peeper, so you guys will maybe hear him, but he's also calmed down since I sat down after trying to set up and to organize creating this video for you guys. G-Money doesn't want to leave his spot, so we'll just leave him here, and maybe at the end I'll bring in little Mr. Peeper over here. And you guys will meet him. So let's start talking about self-fulfillment, right? And the reason why a lot of this, I'm sharing this with you, is because a lot of my time here has been facilitated or created in order to make other people happy or to fulfill their dream of what they see of me or what they think that I can be capable of, rather than knowing who I am, the path that I want to go on, and the fulfillment suit that I recognize and that I am happy with. So, for example, we are afraid to be judged by our parents, you know? So, we kind of use their model of success and create maybe an identity around that in order to have less judgment, right? And then we create an identity around how society's picture of success is, or how we should be, right? Then we create another identity around who we are at work, what is most acceptable for the people around us at work, what others, or what you think others can tolerate of you. I put it in quotes. This is quotes. I know people listening to the podcast can't see me doing quotes, but so what other people at your workplace would appreciate about you, you bring that and you create an identity around that. You create another identity around what people outside of it, just in, you know, regular going to the store, would appreciate. So there's so many things, identities that we can, that we have created in order to satisfy other people's belief systems. But what is it that you believe in, and what is the world that you want to create? I was talking to one of my friends today, and I think I have come to a part in my life where doing more self-fulfilling things is obviously more self-fulfilling, and I want to continue to fill that cup, fill it, and fill it as much as possible and as much as I can. And how do I get there, though? That's the question, right? How do you get there while working a 9-to-5? And then sometimes we have to understand that we still have to work a 9-to-5 while trying to build something or work off of that formula in order to create a life of self-fulfillment. And even sometimes if we feel sad, you know, it's also about leaving an old life. Is you're having grief over all of these things that you went through in order to get to where you are today. I also was thinking about it, and you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel. When I verbally say these things, it sounds, and I'm pointing to my ear, it sounds like one is ungrateful, right? I am not ungrateful for what healthcare has given me and the avenues that healthcare has provided me. I am grateful for, okay, just erase all that other stuff that I just said. I am grateful for the path that healthcare has provided me. I am grateful for the education that I received, whether it be, you know, common sense knowledge, the time that I had in college, living away from home, and all of the little pieces of information that I have picked up along the way, all of those things, and including my paycheck, I am very grateful for, because it allowed me to know what I want and what I don't want, what you want to do and what you do want to do. There are other dogs in the background. besides G-Money snoring, you can hear them. Like I said in my previous podcasts, a lot of things want to become loud and proud when I'm on this video. So sorry about the distant dogs. Yep. So back to gratitude. So all of these experiences and all of these identities that you have created in order to get to what you thought was a goal, we have to be grateful for it, because those identities allowed you to get to this certain spot where you are ready to live a life of self-fulfillment. So how do we capture self-fulfillment? Well, I think, and this may not be, you know, this is just a very general thought. It may not apply to everyone. What was one thing that you were obsessed with since you were little? What was one thing that you wanted to do, but, you know, life took you in a different direction and you found something else more interesting that could be on the pathway towards success? But remember now, all of the pathways towards success, yes, were created by you, but were facilitated maybe by other people's or society's thoughts, perspectives, interpretations of what success looks like. So from when I was little, like, I really enjoyed the idea of interior decorating. And as you can hear, G-Money is snoring right now, so I apologize. He was supposed to be sitting here with me in my lap, but he has now decided to fall asleep, because I guess all my talking bores him. So back to, you know, one thing that you really enjoyed that you wanted to grow up doing. And for the people who, you know, actually stuck with their childhood dreams, right on. I mean, that's great. You know, that's super awesome. Because for me, I didn't really. I went on a different path towards the healthcare field, which I am very, very grateful for. Healthcare and careers in healthcare empowered me with certain knowledge, you know, and the healthcare field and all of their acronyms and all of the medical language is literally a world of its own. And I really try to provide education to my patients in order for them to be able to navigate the healthcare system. Because if we as healthcare providers are using, you know, very, you know, difficult words where every single or every other word my patients have to Google, I mean, it's not a fun experience. They're worried about, what does that mean? What is this? What is that? Anyway, I went on a tangent, but that leads me to the next part of this, or segues into, educate yourself on the subject matter that you feel as if will bring you self-fulfillment. Just because it has always been a desire and a dream of yours, we still have to learn it in the here and now so that it can become an enjoyable experience. So that when opportunity knocks, then you'd be like, yes, I am ready for this. And by doing this also, you are signaling and you are letting the universe know that you are ready for this self-fulfillment pathway, prophecy, and this could even be your destiny, right? So you have to kind of drum up that energy and that I am ready energy. Look, universe, I am educating myself in the subject that was always my dream. This is my time to create a self-fulfilling life here. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I'm not saying that in no way, shape, or form. But you are opening up doors for yourself in order to connect. And I'm using this, you know, tongue and groove kind of hand signaling in order to show the people on video a connection. So we really want to educate ourselves, and if it truly is where you want to be and you deem this subject a part of your self-fulfillment prophecy pathway, then educating yourself on this subject won't be difficult. It'll be exciting. It'll be, yeah, tiring, because we're humans, you know, we're not robots. But it won't be difficult. You won't procrastinate. I understand that life gets in the way because, like I told you on my previous podcast, I had to deal with a lot of emotionally exhausting things that have come up with my father's passing. And finally, now that my mom and I are getting back on track with quote unquote regular life, I have been able to look at things that are self-fulfilling. Because my dad, if anybody knows the song by George Strait, it's a song that goes like, I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time. That was my dad. And he always wanted to live his life to the fullest. And I'm like, I would look at him some days and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, he's so exhausting. He wants to do everything. He wants to, you know, he was a good man. He was tried to be fair to everyone. He wanted everyone to be happy. He wanted to have everyone to be on, now that I think about it, you know, he wanted everyone to be on a path of success. Sorry, I had to turn off the video because I thought G-Money was gonna jump down. But he wanted everyone to be on a path of self-fulfillment and successful at it. The one thing that I think about with him is that he wanted to be fair to everyone. He wanted everyone to live a good life. He facilitated that, but he also facilitated his own self-fulfillment. So he was a very conscious, selfish person. Not in a bad way, but he knew that if he wasn't able to fill his cup first, he would have less to give others.